Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. I'm your host, Chris, coming to you today, February 1st, 2015, the first show of the new year. I hope and trust that everyone had a very happy and safe holiday season, and that 2015 is going well for each and every one. Today I have several things that I'd like to discuss as relating to genealogy and genealogy research. I get a lot of questions asked, how do I go about starting genealogical research? And is it expensive? Is it a time-consuming endeavor? And the answer to those, I'm going to try to answer each of those questions this morning. First, I'm going to give you a brief introduction into genealogy. Basically, genealogy, some may try to complicate it and make it complicated and convoluted, but basically, genealogy is no more than your family research, understanding your ancestors, understanding their past, documenting their past, linking your ancestors to yourself and the present. The big question that I get is that I would like to start genealogy, or some of the comments that I get, I would like to start genealogy, but I just do not have the time nor the resources. First, let me dispel this myth that genealogy is extremely costly. There are a number of paid commercial sites that aid in genealogy research. Probably the main one that everyone that comes to mind is Ancestry.com. It's a large business, multi-billion-dollar business, I think, that provides genealogical information, documents, and a sort for genealogists and novice genealogists that's doing their family research. But don't get caught up on the pay site. There are a number of free sites, a number of methods that you can use to get family records. The next question is a very basic question, genealogy 101. How do I start documenting my family? How do I start with genealogy? And the answer to that is very simple. Start with yourself. I know sometimes we may want to go to great-great-grandpa or hear about great-great-grandma, and we want to delve and start searching for those great-grandpa, great-great-grandma. Don't do that. Genealogy 101. If you don't get nothing else, what I'm saying, genealogy 101, start with yourself. Start with what you know. Work backwards. Build your tree. Branch out. Start with yourself. That is key. And nothing else. If you want to get started documenting your family, if you want to get started with genealogy, start with yourself. Get a piece of paper and start writing down what you know. Well, I don't know that much. You will be surprised. You know when you was born, you know your birthday, you know a lot. You may know your mother's birthday, your father's birthday, your grandmother's birthday, but start with what you know and start working backwards. That's number one in in genealogy research. And as I mentioned earlier, the basic objective in genealogical research is to identify your ancestors. Identify your ancestors is key to understand, to know what they've been, what they have been through, their lives. Next, once you start documenting yourself, start getting organized. You know, create your folder and start putting that information in. There's a lot of online tools, a lot of software that can aid you in building your family tree. A lot of free software. Many of the one free software, I think it's Legacy, they offer a free version of their pay program on genealogical software. Also, MyHeritage, you can find them at MyHeritage.com, I believe, offers a free genealogical software program that you can utilize and start inputting your data. The next key thing, once you start documenting yourself, start getting information from living relatives. Genealogy is not all about the dead. Start getting information from your living relatives, particularly your older living relatives. They have a wealth of information, and it is extremely. I cannot stress to you the importance of the oral history, the stories. So sit down with grandma and grandpa. If genealogy is something that you really want to start doing and start preserving your family history, sit down with grandma, grandpa, auntie, big mama, and start documenting their stories. Start asking them what they know, their lives, their grandmothers, their grandfathers. But build upon the oral history and get the oral history before it is lost. And once you sit down with your relatives, if they have pictures, especially now with the digital age, get copies of the pictures. I know some people do not like to depart with their old photographs, and now with digital phones and cameras and iPhones and iPads, they do not. Take a picture. Make a copy. But start documenting this oral history before it is lost. We are losing a tremendous amount of history, of documents. And it is very important that we as a people start archiving and start collecting that information. Once you sit down with your relatives and get their oral histories and stuff, be kind enough to get them copies of what you documented, and make sure that you have written down or transcribed what they meant for you to transcribe. Now we have digital recorders. You can record from your telephone. You can record from your iPad. What I suggest, you still record, but you take notes and go over the notes with them before you leave to so that they can clarify and make sure that what they are saying is what you are interpreting. That is very important. The next thing, the use of computers and internet. I basically briefly talked about Ancestry. Another site, Ancestry is a pay site. You can, there's some things on Ancestry that I believe you can get for free, but it's limited. But a free site, and mark this down, a free site that you can go to get a great whiff, can do a tremendous amount of ISO genealogical research, is FamilySearch.org. Once again, the website is FamilySearch.org. It's maintained by the Church of the Latter-day Saints. It is a great genealogical research tool. You can search documents. And I'm going to have an episode or so on this Family Search and how to use Family Search. Family Search is a great site. So I urge you to go to Family Search, log in, get your account, and start utilizing the documents and census records and death records and all the records that the Family Search and the Latter-day Saints provide to you for free. Yes, free. Not $19.95, $19.99, but absolutely, totally free. It is important, though, that with all digital and all the computer software, that you do understand and maintain some sort of paper record, bike up. I always like to have a bike up. I bike up my documents. I have paper copies. I have computer copies, things on the computer. I have things on flash drives. But it's very important that you understand and document and use paper also. And that probably will be another episode that I'll go in a little bit more detail concerning using paper, pedigree charts, and things of that sort in your genealogical research. Where do I get the records from? Where do I get the information from? That is an important question that many people ask. With all the stuff that's now been transcribed, been uploaded, been digitized, sometimes you still have to do the legwork. Sometimes you still have to go to the register of deeds. Sometimes you still have to go to the archives, the library, the state archives, to obtain the necessary information to document and verify your family research. But right now, I'm just giving you a basic overview of getting started with genealogy and the myth that genealogy is this expensive endeavor. First of all, I have given you a free website that you can go and get started with your genealogical research. That's FamilySearch.org. They have a tremendous amount of free records available to you. Millions, matter of fact, millions and millions of records that are free to you to utilize in your genealogical research. The next thing that I have given to you that's very important, that's free, is the oral history. Talk to your family members. Talk to Big Mama, Big Papa, and get their history, get their information, start documenting. Other thing that is free, no cost, no money involved, is to start with yourself. Start documenting what you know about your family. Totally free, no cost, no charge to use. The census records. A lot of people, when they're doing genealogical research, use census records. Census records are available through a myriad of locations. FamilySearch.org, once again, free. You can get the census records from FamilySearch.org. It's other sites that if you just Google census records, come up and they have been transcribed or copied, digitalized, and you can have access to the census records. But it's important to understand a little about the census records and attaining. From 1790 to 1840 census, only names of the head of the household was provided along with the number of slaves. So slaves did not appear in the census records, but if you that's going to be a little bit more an advanced topic, but if you start with the genealogical research and start looking for family members beyond before 1860, they are not going to appear in the census records unless they were free. All free people was enumerated in the census. So don't discount that your family member do not appear in the census prior to 1870. That may not be the case. Your family member may have actually been free, and so they may have appeared in the 1850, 1840, or before census, just depending on when they was emancipated or when they was free. But the vast majority of our ancestors first appeared in the census records in the 1870 census. The vast majority of our ancestors appears in the first appears in our documented census records in the 1870 census. So that is important to note. Once again, I said all free blacks was included in the 1850 and 1860 census. So don't discount the 1850 and the 1860 census, because all free blacks were included in the in that census. And it is important to note that over 400,000 free African Americans were in the U.S. prior to the Civil War. Over 400,000 free African Americans were in the U.S. Prior to the Civil War. So that is an important fact to understand and to grasp. So do not discount other censuses, the 1850 and 1860 censuses. Do check those censuses for your ancestors. Another great source of information is vital records, civil records, birth, marriage records, deaths. Depending on your locale, your ancestor locale, these records can be attained or ordered directly from the Register of Deeds office in that locale that your ancestor lived or died. For example, Duplin County has an excellent online presence where you can get cohabitation. You can see transcribed cohabitation records, marriage records of your ancestors. So don't discount checking the Register of Deeds online presence to see if those records are available free of charge or are transcribed in a form that you can get that information. Then once you get the information, you can, of course, order that record if you're not nearby. But what I suggest is you take note of the records that you need and make a trip to the locale to attain a lot of, if you get involved, a lot of genealogical societies or online groups, they may have individuals in that locale that in the course of them doing their own family research may copy those records for you while they are at that location. So once again, eliminating costs. So I want to dispel this notion of of the expense in genealogical research. A lot of people that does family research are open to and embrace helping each other. So once you start communicating and getting in groups of people that do that type of research, for example, if I need a record for someone, a family member that may have died in Georgia, and I may be communicating make a post for someone to get that record for me, usually it is done. So do not discount, do not let the cost or the perceived cost deter you from getting started in genealogical research. Another great source of genealogical information that is free and no cost are church records. Go to the church that your ancestors belong to. Church records are a great source of information. In some instances, we are losing those records, and a number of organizations are not getting together and trying to systematically make sure those records are retained, because some churches merge, no longer exist, and making sure it is some kind of uniform way of getting those records. So church records, wills and probate records are a great source. And this is going to be a later topic, but one way to how we track our ancestors during slavery is through wills. Our ancestors as slaves was viewed as property. So what I do, I look at the wills of individuals that had owned slaves and owned my ancestors, and see where in bill of sales, sources of information, that is mostly retained at your local registered deeds office and courthouses. A lot of the older wills and probate records have been copied, but the original, for most of them in the state of North Carolina, still are at the local level, but the state archives does have some of the older original wills and probate records from the various counties. So wills and probate records. Family Search, going by the Family Search, has transcribed and digitalized many of the North Carolina wills and probate records. So once again, free of charge, familysearch.org, wills and probate records. And a later topic I will go over and discuss to you how to utilize those records. Time is flying, so I'm going to speed up, try to get you the information out that you need. Where to find the records? Vital records are found at state and local archives, the LSDS, Latter-day Saints Family History Center, and online location. Ancestry.com has a lot of the vital records already scanned and indexed. Census records, the National Archives, free of charge. You can go online and pull up various census. No cost to you, public libraries. No cost to you, genealogical societies. FamilySearch.org has the census records. No cost to you. Old newspapers. I get a thrill off of old newspapers. Old newspapers is a great source of information. It takes you back to that time in which your ancestors were living, and you get a feel for the history and what was going on during that time period. A lot of old newspapers have been indexed, has been digitalized, A lot of libraries now post old newspapers online for free that you do not have to pay for. Ancestry.com has a branch off newspapers.com that is a pay site for a nominal fee that you can look at old newspapers and see can you find your ancestors. And it's a methodology to that. And later research, this is 101, but later research, all these things that I'm talking to you about now, there's going to be other episodes that I will go in detail how to utilize that. But it is a methodology to doing it. I talked about wills and probate records. They can be found at the National Archives, local and state archives, special research archives, most of your major universities. I know East Carolina University has a lot of special collection that they have a lot of records and wills that's been copied in their collection. Cemetery transcripts. Find a grave is a great website. It's free. It's a lot of volunteers. I'm a volunteer with Find a Grave. Go out, transcribe, take pictures, photographs, upload them to the website. You can make a request if you know where a family member is buried. You can make a request on Find a Grave for a volunteer to go out, search the website, and see if they can find a picture of the tombstone and get that information uploaded for you to view. Military records is a great, great, great source of information. I only have 2 minutes left, but draft registration cards is a great source. Basically, everyone registered. I think it was a 98% registration rate. So if you have a male that registered for World War One, World War Two, it's a draft registration card out there with their name and have some biographical and family information on it. And I'll go in detail at a later episode. I had some other things that I needed to get into, but once again, the 30 minutes has flown by. I thank you, family, for your time. I thank the ones that have contacted me, wanting to know a little bit about how to get started in genealogy. I hope this has been a start. If you have any questions, any information, please, please feel free to contact me. I think many of you have my email address and my telephone number. So give me a call. Email me on Facebook. You can send me a link if you have any questions on anything concerning genealogy or the family in general. If I can help you, I will gladly do what I can. There's some more record sources. More record sources that I forgot to mention. I will follow up on this episode in maybe a few days or so with a part two, and I go into some other record sources in getting your genealogy research started. But just remember, it is not expensive. You can do it for free. FamilySearch.org. Get out, talk to your living before they pass away or before they lose the memory of some critical events in our family history. So get out and talk to the older ancestors and document your research. Have a great, great day, family. Be blessed. Enjoy.